It's a big hog trough.
You might have several. What?
Pigs.
And to feed them out of, you'd have several.
Troughs. Yeah, individual.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Wild hog.
Any special name?
No.
I said you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, so you had to go feed them.
Hogs.
Or, no, horses and mules and cows and...
Oh, I would go feed the cow.
Mm-hmm. You'd use the word cattle to mean just everything?
Uh-huh.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? You say you had to feed them.
The fowl.
And if it's time to feed the animals and do your work, you'd say it was...
Time to feed.
Did you ever hear that called chore time or feeding
time? Yeah, chore time, feeding time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
Bellowing.
Okay. What about a cow?
Mooing.
And a horse?
A nickering.
And how would you call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
Well, now, we've named ours. Name them. We just call out. Josie. We just call her Josie. Come on, Josie, and have a little utensil with something in it, like feed. And she'd come up.
How would you call a calf?
The calf.
The calf.
Oh, we just go get the little calves.
Uh-huh.
We'd keep them up.
What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you could milk
Saw.
Her?
Saw.
Huh?
Saw.
And to get her to move her leg back?
I don't know what you do, Sarah. Move back, I don't know, but I can't think of it now.
Uh-huh.
Stand back or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and hit that leg.
How would you get a mule or horse to turn left or right?
By the bridle and the bit in his mouth, and you pull. If you want it right, you pull right. Mm-hmm. And if you want it turn left, you pull left.
Uh-huh. Anything you say to him?
No, but just lying pull.
When you're driving a horse, you guide him with the
reins.
What about when you're riding on him?
You have your saddle and the bridle.
Would you call it the reins too?
Yeah.
And your feet?
Stirrups.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or wagon, you say you have to
bridle him up.
Or put the
harness on. Harness him up.
And how would you call a horse to get him in out of the pasture?
Well, we always did the same method as a little cow, or else go out and bring him in by the manes.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to a horse to get him started?
Get up.
And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
Back, and pull back.
Uh-huh. And how would you call pigs?
Well, you call them pig, 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 pig.
Uh-huh.
And they'll come right up.
What about sheep?
No, I wouldn't know how you handle those.
What about chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Uh-huh. And the kind of pork that you can use for boiling with greens.
Salt pork.
Mm-hmm. And when you cut the side of a hog, you call that the...
Roast?
Uh-huh. What do you call the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
And... Do you ever hear people talk about a side of bacon or middle of bacon?
Yes. Slabs. Yes.
They call that a...
That's a piece of the pig. Hog. Bacon slab.
And the edge of the bacon that you cut off?
The rind.
And kind of meat that you could slice it up and grind it and season it you'd be making?
Ground meat.
Uh-huh. Or something that comes in little links.
Sausage.
And a person who kills and sells meat would be called a...
A suicide?
A person who kills the meat and sells it.
Oh, the butcher.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say that it's...
Spoiled.
And when you kill a hog, what different inside parts do you eat?
The livers, the heart. The intestine was called chitlins, and milk.
Do you ever hear of anything called Haslet or Horslet?
Yes, I've heard of that.
You've heard it called?
Uh-huh. I didn't know the meaning and what that part of it was. Mm-hmm. I was familiar with the heart and the liver and the chilling part of it.
Mm-hmm. After you kill a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
Oh, you can make stew, you can fry it, you can roast it, and bake it, and broil it.
Do you ever hear of hoghead cheese or souse?
Yeah. By hoghead, you make hoghead cheese.
Uh-huh. What can you make with the liver?
Well, you can slice that and fry that. Mm-hmm. And you're going to grind it and make it in for stuffing.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean for stuffing?
Like you want to stuff it, you mix that with some rice mm-hmm. and